Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, hello everybody out there in Real Talk Land. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I'm really excited tonight because we got a fella that I've been a fan of since the first time I saw him. This guy is lots of energy, lots of life, lots of positive vibes. He's just one of those people you can get around and just gel and mesh with because he's just a real person. And it's something about his spirit that just drives you to him. And he's always nice to talk to, and he's always just upbeat. And that's not easy to be, you know, being a dad, being a new gym owner, a new everything, and he's still finding ways to challenge himself on stage and on. I'm talking about Mr. Greeno Mackey. I call him Reno, but that's between me and him. He can let you know how he likes to be addressed. So, Reno, when you got a chance, introduce yourself and let the Natty Nation know what's up.
Hello, yeah. My name is Greeno Mackey. I'm actually a Bahamian citizen. I'm from the islands. I'm from the Bahamas. Kaylin is the man. You know, when I first stepped on the bodybuilding scene, you know, he was one of the first, you know, persons to actually introduce himself to me. And from there on, it's history. But from there, you know, we kind of connect and became brothers from then on. But yeah, where should I start? Where can I start?
You got a vast history in a short time, so you can start anywhere you want.
Well, coming here to U.S., first of all, you know, I came up here when I was, 17 years old. Graduated high school in the Bahamas, and I came up here. I do a few other classes up here for my college credits. I have a vast history during that phase, but you know, just to brief that, I got all my college credits, met my wife, got married. Her and I, we made a life together, kind of made a, you know, plan where I could put her through college. I work, she goes to college, she work, and, you know, she get me through college. And during that phase, you know, we had a little boy. I think it was in 2014. beautiful son. He's my world now. So, you know, everything I do now is for him, especially my wife. She take on nights whilst I operate the gym. And, you know, I'm Kaylin Patterson. I told you guys, yes, I'm a new gym owner. This is an endeavor that I kind of, I was in for my entire life. I mean, sports was my background from knee high. And you know, I carried that along, and never really knew where to go with it. To be honest, I was so good at everything. I mean, as far as track and field,
and that's not bragging. That's just you.
Oh yes, it's well, where I'm from, we have a lot of talent. Like, I mean, natural raw talent. It's just the ability to be noticed. You know, you got to push beyond just someone giving you the opportunity. If you want an opportunity, you need to go and chase it. You know, chase it. And there's a lot of a lot of my friends and my colleagues, they kind of just sat on their potential. You know, they sat on it, looking for someone to actually bring them up. But back home, it's all about a hustle. You got to be able to be at least three steps ahead of everyone. And I always kept myself going. Sports, I knew I was good at sports, but I didn't really rely on it. But I utilize it to help propel me where I'm at now, as far as being in the U.S., making a life for myself, and I'm still continuing to trying to better my position so I could be able to help my family back home. And it's an ongoing process for me. Like I have so much goals right now, and having my son with me, it's even lit even a bigger flame inside me, just to be able to do everything for him, as far as, because it's not about me anymore. It's not about my talent. It's not about what I could do or what I could have done. It's all about making conscious decisions and making sure there's zero room for error, so I can be able to help him, and once again help my family. My wife, she has been with me for quite some time now, and everything I do, she kind of nod her head at me, because she knows it's crazy. She knows I make crazy decisions, but she knows that my decisions never, lead us in the wrong path. Because once again, as I say, I'm always three steps ahead of the game. I'm trying to keep myself always updated. A great person never just sits on things. He always want to be an innovator and always updating himself constantly. So that's what I do. I'm kind of scattered right here with my thoughts, because there's so much to say, so much I can say. But if you just feel some questions, I can just, if you can feel some questions, I can just go at it, as far as my time.
I sure can. Now, being around sports, I noticed I was talking with Daniel on Sunday, and he was saying, he was good at sports, but what he really loved was the lifting. That's where his true passion was. And he realized, sports was nice, but basically, Mr. Strong was saying that the weights is what kept him coming back. And for me, I was just the opposite. I was more about the sports. And I was coming up in an era where steroids is pretty prevalent. So basically, I equated lifting with steroids. So I didn't want anything to do with it. So, that dynamic really caught me when he said that. And, being good at sports, especially when you're about improving, you do have to maintain the body, and, with diet and exercise. So I'm sure that played a nice role in your upbringing.
Well, with sports and bodybuilding, well, let's start with sports. With sports, as I said, I was raised in sports. I mean, I utilized that for ventilation purposes, as far as, being from the island. Like, it's a place where things are so fast, things happen so quickly. I mean, you can't really catch up with yourself. So I'm from an impoverished family, man. My family, probably one of the most dysfunctional family out there. I mean, I know there's a lot out there, but my family is probably one of the most dysfunctional functional family. We strive off our our dysfunctions, and I think that kind of brought stability for me, because I realized that I need to control my dysfunction. And yeah, that's what gave me the ability to utilize, my talents, as far as, sports or what's not. But I was more of a brainy man. Like, I was a natural smart person, not really knowing that I was smart because I had so much problems going on with me. I think I was very, very, I was very different. You know, I was very different, very emotional. But I channeled most of my emotions through my talents and my God-given talents. And, you know, my family, they helped me through that. They supported me in any, you know, once again, any decisions I made as far as sports, but education was my thing. You know, I kind of propelled myself ahead of the game because, as I say, being from the Bahamas, man, it's so much competition, like a lot of competition. But you know, education helped me step on a higher pedestal above the others who are just, you know, talented in sports. Also, strangest thing is my last year in high school. You know, I was, you know, the head boy. The head boy is, you know, the person who has probably the highest GPA in entire school.
Kind of like the valedictorian. Yes,
like that. And the leader, technically the appointed leader of the school.
You was the man.
Pardon me?
The man?
You know what? A lot of people probably said that, but I never thought I was the man. Once again, I think God kept problems going on in my life because He wanted to keep me humble.
Yeah, you had work to do.
Yeah, I mean, so much, and even now when I accomplish stuff, man, it's no time for celebration. No time to even be happy about it, but be grateful. Yes, no time to be happy because once again, if you're in a path of greatness, you should be very worried. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are actually looking at you now, you know, having you as the center point right now, watching you, mimicking you, trying to take your position, or trying to see if there is some type of flaw that they can gain a level off you of, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I do understand.
It's people who use you.
It's so good, you catching everybody's view. And
right.
they want some of that sunshine that you get.
Exactly. So they're going to use you as a stepping stone. I mean, they're going to try to, you know, get on you so they can use you to propel themselves. You know, so once again, if you are on a path of greatness or you are the kind of person, you need to always be an innovator. You know, you must always be on your game and always go. There ain't no room for celebration, no room for talk, chit chat, no room for, you know, being the man or being the best, you know, considering yourself as the best. No time for that, because there's always someone trying to be the best also. But my thing is just consistency. Once you keep yourself consistent, then you'll be good. You know, I was consistent in sports, but I kept myself consistent in my education. And I utilized sports to propel me through college and now where I'm at right now. Oh, yes, and I'm 26 years old. I didn't mention that. I didn't mention my age. So, yes, I'm 26 years old. I'm 26. But bodybuilding, my last year in high school in the Bahamas, I actually did a show. I played basketball and, you know, basketball season ended, but I kind of got into lifting weights, you know, back home in the Bahamas. Never really knew about steroids, because, you know, it's the Bahamas. Heard of it, yeah, but never really knew about it. But I started lifting weights and I got connected with a few guys in the Bahamas, the gym owner inside the Bahamas, and you know he saw that I had, you know, had kind of a physique for the teen bodybuilding, and he kind of got me into training and doing the bodybuilding thing, but never really taught me anything about the nutrition, you know. But once again, you know, my background is education. I mean, biology is one of probably my strongest points. Although I went to school for engineering, you know, mechanical engineering, but science was always my strong point. And I took that straight through college. I got to college working inside the lab, as a lab assistant, you know, we design all the lab experiments from the physics to chemistry to physiology and anatomy and biochemistry and all that stuff like that. But yeah, so all that I utilize everything I've learned from the past to propel me where I'm at right now as far as in the bodybuilding game. But yeah, so I'm kind of not new to the bodybuilding scene, but I'm new. I'm new, but mentally, I think I can say that I'm there mentally. Physically, I'm still a big work in progress. A big work in progress.
Well, I think anybody that's really striving to improve will always have something in front of them. I
Right,
honestly believe
right.
that. I've seen it 100 times over where you're never satisfied. It's like you're content with the progress, but you're not satisfied with the results.
Yeah, it's strange because satisfactory tend to make you very lazy. You know, you get lazy, complacent, and you know, your consistency tend to drop. You know,
Well, you plateau.
I've
I
seen it
said you
happen.
can mentally plateau just like you can plateau on the muscle, because you're just basically
Right,
stagnant and
right.
lazy. I mean, and that's just the best way to say it.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, many times I've plateaued mentally. Mentally, I've plateaued mentally because, you know, when you have goals, you know, when you have so much goals that you're aiming for, and the pressure of life tend to hit you, you know, at certain times and or certain stages, during your journey of life, you kind of get wary. You kind of get real wary, and it sets you back in certain areas, you know. But many people call it balance, but I don't think there is any balance of life sometimes, because you there's some things that's going on in your world that you will feel every day. Every day, you know, if you really think about it, you feel every day. You know, every day you feel, because if you're given 100 someplace here, you are feeling in a different area, guarantee you.
Yes.
You know, but I realize that balance is realizing failure in the areas that matters, and not allowing you to fail over and over in that area. Now, if you fail once in that area, you need to go back and or go back and succeed in that area. So you don't want to always fail in one area, and that's how I view balance. But with me hitting the mental plateau, man, that always happens when I kind of jump on different goals, you know. But I know that I'm gonna get it back tomorrow. I know I'm gonna get myself back in the game tomorrow. So yeah, it's up plateaus, man. You can't stop those. You can't prevent those. You just gotta be able to be consistent and get above them. Don't quit. You know, it's no such thing as winning and losing in my life. Like, if I win something, yeah. If I lose, yeah. But at the end of the day, if I'm not consistent, that's a big problem. Consistency. You got to be consistent. You got to keep going, because your win or your loss will dissipate. I mean, the people forget about those things, you know. But they don't. They would never forget a person who's been consistent. You know.
That's true.
I
That's
view
true.
there's one person I view like that, and at least a few people. But I'm gonna just name this person, Marshall Johnson. Like, this guy is very consistent, man. Like, he and I really look up to people like that, because I strive of being consistent. So I look at people who are highly motivated and highly consistent in everything they do, every aspect of life, whether their godly life, their family life, social life, everything. So yeah.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, because there's certain people that have just they just find ways to reach out at times that you really don't expect, but boy, are you sure are glad when they do. And you know, another guy that we both know, other than Marsha Johnson, is Ryan Doris. And Ryan always one of those guys that was just always there and just putting out the information, you know, take it or leave it. But I'm just letting you know. And I always appreciated that about him, and I still do.
Right. Ryan, I met Ryan at my second show, I think it was in 2012. Ryan was actually the first person that actually spoke to me, the first pro. I didn't even know who's Ryan Darth. I didn't know who's the person until you know, this guy really played football, sitting down, you know, he's sitting down. He's like, hey, come here. He pulled me, and he kind of pulled me over. He's like, man, you got a great physique, man. Just keep it up, man. Keep at it. And I didn't even know who he meant by that, because it was my second show, and I was like, I was really just doing it because I was just getting back into the groove, you know, as far as being on the stage. But he sparked something in me, man. He sparked the way he said it to me. Like, he just said it like, you know, take it or leave it. I love those decisions. Yeah. I love those because that's how he did it. He's like, take it or leave it, man. He said, but
yeah,
the decision's
in
your hand. And that's how I took it. I was like, wow. And it just, you know, it stuck with me. Even now today, it's still like, even, you know, I follow Ryan. You know, Ryan too is a business owner, and, you know, he's doing extremely well. And, you know, I do look up to Ryan a lot. Yeah, I look at him a lot. And I know many people do, because he's a great guy. And, you know, as you say, he's straightforward. He lets you know the deal. And he's just so self-aware, man. The guy is very self-aware.
I almost think that you guys are almost like twins, because you both are very mental, but in a down-to-earth way, because your mental isn't into yourself. It's basically expressing how you feel to others in a way that can improve them. Whether you want to do it, that's you. But if, you know, I'm just putting it out there for you, and you know, like you have that take it or leave it mentality as well. So, you know,
right.
That's a blessing, whether you understand what you're doing or not.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, self-expression, you know, self-expression, just being true to yourself and true to others. I mean, it's something that you need to just relax. You just take yourself out of society and just think, use your own mind, and know that it's not you. You know, it's the man from above. You know, whatever you sought after, or whatever you have, talent-wise, mental-wise, you know, your mental abilities to think, to talk, know that that came from somewhere. You know, and you know, I always think of where I came from to where I'm at now, and I realized that it's not me who propelled me here. You know, this was a destined move from God, you know, from God. And because everything, okay, I'll tell you, everything I've learned from my past, everything that happened, my experiences, everything I've been through, I'm using it now, like now today. And I can somewhat take myself out of, you know, my reality and just look at it. And be like, wow, you were doing this when you were like, you know, 10 years old, or this experience. Remember the experience that happened? You ran a corner around this place. It's happening now. Look at this. You know, man, let's take care of your business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that freaks me out. It freaks me out because it puts me on a different level. Like, I'd be like, wow. And I look at someone, I'd be like, man, you see that? But obviously they didn't see it, you know. So it's and that's where that three steps ahead thing comes from. It's crazy, you know. It's crazy. So, you know, the only thing I gotta do right now is thank God, man. Thank God for what He's doing right now. All the good, the bad experiences right now that's going on. I just gotta be humble and just keep it. Keep it moving, keep it consistent, and just keep helping, inspiring others. You know, be something more than you. You know, that's what I try to do too, especially with my son, man.
I'm so in love with my son right now. I just want to be more than what I am, so he can be more than what he is, you know, and we can continue this pattern, because I had no pattern to continue. The only pattern I had was the knowledge, you know. My mom, she installed knowledge in me, but there was years of knowledge being installed, but without any doing. Meaning, if you have knowledge, put that knowledge into something. Let's see what that knowledge could develop. No one developed anything. So my goal now with my son is to take all the knowledge I obtained from my family and from just life experiences and put it into something, meaning put it into a business. And don't just give my son the business, but give him the knowledge so he can handle the business, so he can continue it and put something else out there for his generation. So my goal is just my last name, just to get my last name going, you know, create generations of your last name. You know, many men in life, we tend to just live for us. No, man, that's selfish. You know, that's why you don't get blessed. You want to be blessed, you got to live for more than what you are. You know, live for your son, live for your son's son, or live for your daughter, son. I mean, you know, live for your last name. Don't just live for you. Keep on producing, and God will keep on, you know, blessing you, you know, whether it comes in hardship or whether it comes easy. You know, with me, I know when I'm in a blessed, because storms just start to just rage, man. There's a time when like before I started my business, little did I know that you know, I was going to be, it was not going to be easy. I mean, Moji Lua, he called me. Yeah, Moji Lua called me when I was like at my lowest. I was so low because I was, so much things was going on, you know, a lot of things and things that, it's all mental, okay? It's all mental, like special things happening to me. And then I started to see it through.
You were being attacked, though. I mean, honestly, let's be real about that. You were being attacked because the guy came at you in a very negative way, and then he basically put all the blame on you and then tried to, you know, basically shuffle you out and ruin your name to save himself.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's not just mental. That's a physical act, even though he's not actually physically touching you or putting his hands on you. He was basically trying to salvage himself at the sake of your name.
Right. You know, but it's crazy. It's crazy when people do it because, you know, the truth always comes out. It just reveals itself, man. But that's to be honest with that, I mean that's nothing. Like I really don't even worry about things like that. My storm, to be honest, that's not even a storm to me, you know. But my storm was more of it was a spiritual battle, you know, a spiritual battle with me. You know, I was battling with myself because I know that I'm moving on a high level of self-consciousness and also placing myself higher than what I am now in society, as far as, you know, establishing myself, changing career path from engineering and just trying to do something more than myself. You know, engineering itself couldn't have helped me. Yes, the pay is good and all that, but I think about what I can do to help others more than what I can do to help myself. You know, with engineering, I kind of not dropped out. I kind of stopped. My wife was pregnant when I was taking my test. My second test. I was in second. My second year in graduate. Taking my test. I was taking my test, and at least before I took my test, my wife was going into labor, and I tried to contact my teacher and just something but him. It showed me that what I'm doing is not what I'm going to be doing in my future. You know, it should be my future. And, you know, he told me that I cannot retake my test because I made a bad decision of timing, meaning I choose the wrong time to have a child. That's what he told me. And I was like,
wow.
What? Why would you say that? You know, like I'm sitting in my mind,
sure.
I was like, okay. That's okay. So I kind of just shut down and said, hey, you know what? If you don't want me to retake the test, then it's okay. But then he's like, you know, he kept on going on. He's like, man, you need to, you know, manage your time wisely, you know. Yes,
wow.
your husband. Yes, he ran out. He said, you're a husband, but you need to manage your time wisely. You know, you're at the peak of your career now. You're about to be something so far. He said, when I had my kid, I never went to none of my kids' birth or whatnot. I was like, wow. But he was from China, so I understood. Yeah, he's from China. He's from China, so I understood the ethnicity type of cultural type thing going on. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, well, if I can't take my test, then I can't, you know. But I actually went, you know, I went to labor with my wife. You know, we went to hospital and I actually left. I left, strangely. I shouldn't, but I left. I left to take my test, and I was taking the test, and I kind of just got this good sensation, like, dude, just get up and leave, man. I said, what are you doing? I said, you know, God has been blessing you with a gift right now, and this is what you're going to do. Man, I dropped the pencil, and I just walked out, and I felt so good, man. Like, I felt released. You know,
yes.
I felt like everything was just off me, man. I just walked out, and he looked at me. And he's like, because he know, you know, I'm always one of the students. He actually point out through to answer questions and the one to call. But he looked at me. I look at him like can't nod my head, and I just walked off, and I never went back. But now today, I'm good because I've been open up for 2 months now. And you know, my business is just thriving, man. Like people are just coming, just flocking. So all the storms I was going through, all the storms I was going through just dissipated. Pardon me?
I said that's because you were consistent. I mean, you were doing what you needed to do all the time.
I felt like I was being pushed. Like I was being pushed into what I'm supposed to do because, you know, Even with GPS, if you're going a certain direction, the GPS never tells you to go anywhere when you're not supposed to go. It only talks to you when it's time to make that turn. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
My life,
I
was just going. I was just going. You know, I was just going with the flow. I was just going with the flow, trying to just, you know, do whatever I need to do. And the GPS just was like, Take the turn, man. This is the time. And I just took that turn, man. I got up out of there, man. I was like, man, you know, I'm on here trying to be smart. Dude, you're not supposed to, you don't get what you need to get, you know. Just get up and leave, man. But I'm not saying college isn't good, guys. College, get your degree. Get your degree. I got my degree, but get your degree. I'm not saying you're going to use it, but the thing is, it's good. The education's good, but oh man, I just made that turn, Kay. I think one of the best decisions of my life. And you know, as I say, I'm in love with my son. And if I had to make that turn for him, I'll make it again. Like, you know, I know we're kind of off track with the bodybuilding thing, but man, I just could have.
Oh no! This is
you know?
Natural body. This is natural
my
body.
Life,
it's so much more than that stage.
Right. Oh yeah, I'm bodybuilding, man. I tell you guys, just you know, those out there who you know, so sought after bodybuilding, just realize too, it you gotta have, you know, other plans, you know, just because if you have other plans, then you know that if all else fail, you still get something to live for, you know, you still get something to actually, you know, go after. Bodybuilding is just one phase. You know, I love bodybuilding. Yes, I love bodybuilding. But my passion is fitness, man. It's fitness. It's helping others. You know, whenever I see my clients drop weight or whatnot, it that's probably one of the best rewards ever, you know, because it's more than myself. It's more than myself.
Let's talk about that, because and this has just happened. This just happened today. A good friend of mine, Travis Griggs, had posted something on my timeline, and it's a good question.
Okay.
And it's something I think deserves merit. And it's it was basically asking, is natural bodybuilding safer than enhanced bodybuilding? And for a time, that's a good question. Because in both venues, people's health was honestly at risk. You know, a lot of people were doing some dangerous things to step on stage on either side of the coin. And, you know, now I know that there's enough intelligence in the natural community and the science to back it up where people are getting to the stage in good health, not looking in good health, but being in good health. And, you know, you being one of the pioneers, well, not pioneers, but one of the people that's basically setting the foundation to ensure that it's not about the money, but about people's actual health.
Right, exactly. You know, when you look at it, both sides of it is just kind of extreme on the body. You know, the body, we're not changing it, but we're manipulating it big time. Naturally, you're manipulating it. You know, you really can't change the function of the body. You can manipulate it for a certain period of time, but the body itself responds. The body itself is built to survive. You know, so it's gonna go back to its normal state, whether or not it have to take from something else. Likewise, you know, I say muscle. So if you are starving the body, the body gonna take from someplace, take from a place that it doesn't need a certain amount of energy, which is probably the muscle, to help a different area. Now with drugs, you're technically you're changing the chemistry of the entire body, and when the body sees that happens, the body tends to shut off certain functions, you know, as far as chemicals you put in, you know, synthetic, you know, testosterone inside you, your natural function shuts off, and because the body's saying, hey, I don't need to produce any, I'm producing all of a sudden this god of a testosterone substance is coming inside of me, and I'm not needing my natural body's testosterone's production anymore. So, but then when that happened and you stop taking your god substance, then the body just go haywire now, you know.
Yeah.
But drugs, man. It's something, you know, a lot of people gotta really think about, you know. If you're gonna take something, man, just realize that there's always a side effect, there's always consequences as to what you do. You know, naturally also if you take the extreme way of doing something naturally, yes, there's gonna be consequences. You know, you can actually almost get the same effect of the people who take drugs naturally. You know, it all depends on how extreme you go doing something, you know. But there's so much methods and so much ways of you know, bodybuilding naturally that it's even hard to pinpoint the dangers of it, you know. Smallest thing is even with water, you know, simple, you overhydrate, man. It could be very, if you overhydrate, then you dehydrate, if you think about it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so much different things that could occur. You just got to be able to figure what works for you and go with it. But if you're going to do it naturally, man, go natural. I mean, I would tell you, go natural 24/7. The drugs, you don't need it. You can do a lot. You can do a lot better. You can release, at least get to your full potential doing it naturally than to actually go and utilize drugs. Makes no sense. It makes no sense, you know. But it's K. Just go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to
say. I know you mentioned a metabolism thing.
Yes.
Too, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of people take the harsh road, the harsh road of messing up their metabolism. You know, especially when they start to work with unnatural coaches. You know, I've mm-hmm. seen a lot of natural athletes working with coaches who actually, you know, take drugs or take enhancements. Never understood that. I never really understood that, but you know, if it works for you, I guess, you know, you need to go with it. But I wouldn't recommend it. You know, there's a lot of great coaches out there, you know, that you can actually seek help from, especially the ones who know about the metabolism issues and all that, because I know that has become such a massive topic in natural bodybuilding, metabolic damages and stuff like that.
It hurts to see it, I tell you. It really hurts.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you know what, Kay? The metabolism itself is to me, my opinion, okay? The metabolism it's like an off and on switch. You know, it's like an off and on switch. But if you overload the circuit with too much energy, you know, you can really mess things up. I know it'll take a lot of resetting and changing of wires and stuff to get it back up, you know, and that's how I see it. But a lot of people go into it as if it's life threatening. And technically it is. It can really jeopardize your life, but not kill you. You know what I'm saying? Anything. See, the body itself can, once again, the body itself resets itself. It does its thing. You just gotta know how to properly approach that problem and solve it. You know, but a lot of people don't have that knowledge, so that's why the metabolic damage topic thing is so massive now, because a lot of people don't have the knowledge to deal with it and take the proper approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's so true. And you know, but there's so many minds out there now, and that do know. It's just, you know, the people that reach out to me, I'm always sending them to the people that can help them. But, you know, now we have those avenues now to send them to, because, you know, prior to that, it was just the enhanced people doing the training with their, I don't want to say limited knowledge, but just their lack of knowledge for a natural competitor. Because, well, they might have had the knowledge, but it just didn't concern them, because obviously if you look at the end result, these people are walking wrecks.
Right. Mm-hmm. You are right, man. It's sad though. I mean, it's kind of sad, because what, you know what, bodybuilding is a temporary thing, man. It's supposed to be something that you need to, you know, you can look back and feel happy about, not get discouraged because you lost and, you know, someone beat you or something like that. But to take such an extreme approach to winning, or to look like you are the best or wanting to be the best, it's kind of scary, man. It's kind of scary that what people do to actually win, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're gonna
destroy your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Are you gonna,
exactly.
You're gonna destroy your life. You're gonna destroy your life for a trophy. Come on, man. Man. That's crazy, man. I have so much trophies, man. I have so much trophies that I think my grandma probably even threw away some, man. You could buy a trophy, man, you know?
Yeah.
But consider your life, you know. Sometimes people gotta consider their not their life, but consider your kids' life sometimes too, you know. If you don't really care about yours, you know, think about your kids' life. And then coaches out there who's actually doing this, they need to realize, man, you you are not just, you can't look at someone as a income or a money getting machine for you. I mean, you need to know that that's actually a human being, man. You know?
Yeah, but see, but I've done some studying on this, and because it really got at me. And like you said, if you're driven for anything, you want to find the answer and the solution. And one of the things that kind of hurt me is that it was talking about how narcissistic people don't have the sympathy or empathetic region in the brain to actually be concerned for the person, to actually even want to deal with their negative side effects. It's basically, you're going to make me look better, and you're going to line my pocket with your money, and my life is good.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
Right. You know, Kate, there's kind of two sides to that too, you know, because I've encountered and I've seen people, like actual potential clients who are so forceful, man. Like, they're forceful. They don't care. They'll do the extreme. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it seems like they have no value for their own life, or they're not thinking about it. So they would do the extreme, and they would push the extreme on the coach, so the coach can do the extreme to them. Now, the coach mm-hmm. isn't thinking because they're forceful with it that they just want to do their job to make this client happy. You know,
yes.
And that's where the coaches take the fall, because it messes the coach up. Because if the coach do something that is beyond protocol or that has an extreme protocol to it or extreme method, then it's the coach's fault as far as you know, the entire situation. So it could be interpreted two sides, man. And one, someone got to be the bigger guy or be responsible, be like, hey, no, this is the deal. You know, we cannot do this. You know, if especially if you're a good coach. I mean, if you're a good coach, then you realize that, you know, it's not about the money, you know. It's not about the trophy, you know. This is about your health, you know. If you're gonna compete, you want to compete healthy. And after you compete,
exactly.
You want to still be healthy. You don't want to, you know, compete once and then all of a sudden you can't never go back to the stage. You know?
Right.
Especially the females, man. I've seen them do some crazy stuff, man. And then all of a sudden, you know, they win their pro card and never go back. Can't even get back on stage. Like, it's impossible to even get themselves back stage ready, you know? But
and
yeah,
you know, just it, health ready, not just stage ready, health ready.
Oh, health ready, yes, health ready, exactly. It's temporary satisfaction, man. It's temporary things, man. You know, that's why I'm focused. You know, I love bodybuilding, but I love fitness. You know, I'm gonna stay fit regardless whether I hit
the
stage or not.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, this is my release. You know, you're going to see me looking like I'm stage ready 24/7 because this is what I do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've changed my life up because I want to do this and I want to help others, you know, change their lives also. So, but the stage is secondary. I mean, not even secondary. The stage is
there.
Is a different.
It's just there.
Right.
The stage is
right.
There.
It,
but
it,
you know, it,
it, it, it,
it,
it,
I say it's like a rest area on a journey to your eventual goal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have so much ahead of me right now that man, bodybuilding, like right now, once again, I don't know when I'm going to get back on stage as far as competing, you know, but I'm going to get on stage. I mean, I have
North America's looking nice.
You know, Kate, you know I'm crazy. Sometimes I just show up to your show and not even say anything. You know? But that only happens. That only happens if time is freed up. But
yeah,
my time,
everything's alive.
You know, yeah, my time's my son, man. My son and my wife, you know. Give them that time. And I've only been bodybuilding for four years. Really.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
You made quite an impression. In those 3 to 4 years.
Once again, I kind of elevated myself mentally. So I can take on that role. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. No, I haven't been doing it for a long time. But mentally I've been there for a long time. You know, physically, I'm still a work in progress. Many people are, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
But this is gonna be a forever journey for me, man. Because I want to take my body so far right now, man. I train. When I mean I train hard, I train very, very, very hard. And, you know, I want others to know that they need to train hard too, man. And love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Don't just train to compete against someone. It makes no sense. If you're still competing, then you're still an amateur, man. You know?
Right.
You should be at a stage mentally where competing against someone makes no sense. Because if you know yourself and you know that you're at your best, when you're at your best, you know no one can probably step to you. So if you're competing, then you're not at your best.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm trying to say. Technically, that's how I see it. That's how I see it. I know that when I give my all in something, I don't have to worry about the next man next to me. It makes no sense. Now,
yeah.
If it's basketball or if it involves talent as far as basketball or football, then yeah, you might have problems. You know, but this is a lifestyle, man. This is a lifestyle. This is fitness. You know, this is something that you got to do breathe, sleep. You know, every day, reality, along with living life, taking care of family, having that. You know, once again, that balance as far as not failing in all the areas, but, you know, trying to keep it balanced here and, you know, balancing over the next side the other day and so forth.
Well, but honestly, yeah, let's talk about that because you found a way to balance something that, yeah, I almost had tears in my eyes. I couldn't even wait to share it. It's been the moment where you were guest holding.
Right, right.
And you brought your son?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fred Rowlett, Mr. Rowlett, him and a great guy, man. Great, like, you know, when I first met Fred came to me so soft and mellow. Like, I couldn't believe a guy could, you know, be that way. But yeah, I met him and I met Jan, you know, Mrs. Rowlett. Both of them are
mm-hmm.
great people.
Awesome people.
And met awesome, yes, awesome people, and he actually gave me my first opportunity when I first turned a pro. You know, I guest posed with him. I think it's 2013. I guest posed with him, and I also was the guest poser a few months back. And yeah, I had to bring my son, and you know, I knew that it's not about me. Once again, it's not about me. You know, I went out there,
mm-hmm.
did my thing. I did my thing the first round, and you know, Fred Rowlett, he's like, are you going to do the backflip? Are you going to dance? Because, you know, I like to go and do my thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Oh, you're quite the entertainer.
I had the intentions of just giving this moment to my son. I mean, this was his moment, you know, because I want to start him off young. You know, I want to start him off young where he can be, you know, he'd be very sociable. And he get mm-hmm. you know, he'd handle the limelight because I want him to be, you know, have to be out there. I want him to be out there. And not just in body, not bodybuilding, but just be that kind of person, you know?
In life.
But yeah, in life, yes. And
that's what I'm saying.
This is time.
For natural bodybuilding, it's so much more than the stage. And I can't impart that on enough minds, enough times, where you get the understanding that these are your friends. These are your cohorts. These are people that
yeah.
know your struggle. They're not your enemy. And we can
right.
anybody that looks at it that way has missed the boat.
Yeah, they're still amateurs, man. As I said, I classify. I mean, it's probably a bad thing to say, maybe, but you know, you got to realize it that these people aren't your enemy. It's correct. You know, they're actually your brothers, your sisters. They're doing the same thing you're doing. That going through the same struggle you're going through, you know, but it's all about taking it in one moment at a time and realizing that. But if you're just there for your own sake, then I think you won't realize it, you know. But yeah, that moment was good, and like, you know, we captured some video of it, man. And like when he walked Lamelo's son around stage, like, he didn't know what he was running into. You know, he kind of just saw me. He kind of saw me, and then when he saw that crowd, like, he was like, "Oh my God, what is this?" And he kind of had that look on his face, like, "Oh, Daddy, what are you doing to me?" You know. And when I turned him around, the crowd just, you know, unleashed and gave him the applause and
goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Yeah, he was startled, but at the end, like, he was very. He's very shook as far as excitement. You know, my wife, she said,
man,
she picked him up and kind of, yeah, my wife picked him up and she was like, he was shaking a little bit, but I knew he'd like it. I knew he'd like it. I knew I started something inside of him. And from that day until now, he's been growing. Like, even his words and stuff, like, he's repeating everything I'm repeating, so I'm kind of skeptical of what I say. You know, I'm kind of, watching my own actions. I'm mirroring my own actions, watching it. Is this acceptable to him? Is he going to take this the right way? So, you know, yeah. But yeah, okay, that moment.
Well, like you
great.
Said, somebody's got to be the adult.
Right. Right. Exactly. Time to grow up. You got to know when to grow. You know what God say? You know what the Bible say? The Bible say, there's a verse. He said, "As a child, you speak as a child, and do all stuff as a child. But when you become a man, you know, you put away childish behaviors." Not saying that when you was a man, your childish behavior was gone. No, you know, meaning you gotta realize that you are a man. You know, and when you realize that, you need to understand that you need to put it away, put your childish behaviors away. So we never know when we become a man until we realize it. We got to realize that. Because you could be 40-something, you could be, you know, however old you are, and still a child, because you still are carrying your childish ways. You know, you still thinking like a child, you still acting like a child. And it's just apparent, you know. You got to be... Mm-hmm. Are you going to be mature enough to realize that I think it's time to grow up, you know?
Yeah.
You're never too old to grow up. Or young,
no.
You know?
And there's always something to learn, and there's always room for growth. And I said the only time you stop growing is when you're dead. And that's the only time you
exactly. Exactly. You got to stay humble, man. You got to stay humble, stay wanting to... soak in
stay
all
hungry.
The knowledge you want to soak in, man.
Stay
hungry.
Hungry,
right? I mean, I'm so, you know, I kind of got this type of mentality from my mom too, because my mom, she could sit down with anyone. I mean, 5-year-old up to how old you want to be, and she could have a conversation with you, man. You know, she could actually get to your level and have a conversation. And I kind of got that from mom, because, you know, I'm a type of person, I love to, like, I can learn from anything. I could sit in front of a rock and learn from it. I mean, anything. So I'm open to anyone who wants to talk to me, give me knowledge. I mean, you know, say something, you know, just, you just got to be the man enough to accept that I'm willing to listen to you if you want me to listen to you. That's if you don't have any, you know, preconceived assumptions or what's not. But, you know, I think a lot of people, we just got to be able to settle ourselves down and just get to know someone before we, you know, we assume something or develop that thought before we get to know that person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That's a limited mind, you know, when you think about it. Like you said, if you're not the adult in the room, then you are the child. So if you're not open to the understanding that you're not the end-all, be-all, then you don't see anybody else.
That's crazy, man. But, yeah, okay, I kind of hope I know I was a bit scattered, but, you know, once there's so much things that I can say, man. I mean, so much things that could be said. You know, as far as did I miss anything? You know, would you like me to discuss any other topic?
And you got everything. The only thing I like to do is the one thing I've learned, and this is just like you said, with your upbringing, like this is what I've learned from my upbringing, is that nobody gets where they are on their own. So, you know,
right.
This is the time I like to give for the people you like to give shout-outs for, the people that
exactly.
have been there and supported you from day one.
Oh, man, that list. You know what, Kate? Let me show you something. I think I know everyone in my life from young straight up right now that I would love to give this moment to. But I'm not going to say all, like, no, literally, I know a lot of people. But the life now previously, definitely for sure my wife, you know, Leah, she's my rock. She have actually, she stood beside me thick and thin. My son, definitely my son. I'm learning a lot. I'm growing because of him. I want to give also a shout out to the people who actually follow me. I mean, if you follow me, man, this is your time, you know. Appreciate you, and I hope I'm being something that you can look up to or gain something from. Definitely you, Kay, man. Kay, you know, you're my brother, you know. I got to give you this also, you know, give Moji, Moji Law, Marshall Johnson, you know, man, there's so much people. Also my wife's parents, and my mother-in-law, Joanne, my father-in-law, David Wood, my client and also co-partner, Judith Diaz, Vernell Crawford, definitely, you know, the Rolex, you know, those people they've been there for me. And everyone, you know, everyone, if I've missed someone, you know, listen, I have you in my mind. I just get to write it down. And everyone back home in the 242 in the Bahamas, man, just know that I'm still here going strong. You know, I probably haven't heard from me, but I'm still going strong. Still going strong. You're going to hear a lot. I'm trying to do a lot to keep myself up, keep my family up. That's it, Kay.
That's beautiful, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I just enjoy you. I have from day one. You're just a blessing to me, you know. And I thank God for the fitness family that we've been given. I thank God that I chose natural because I realized, you know, I wouldn't have been happy on the other side.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people have been saying, you know, oh, if you just go to the dark side. I said, then I'd be a dark person. I said, but my heart ain't in that. I've always striven, like you said, for health and fitness. And for me, you know, I can't speak for nobody else, but I can speak for me. And that's been...
Right.
Had nothing to do with health and fitness. It had everything to do with the look.
You are right, man. I mean, it's a choice that you shouldn't even have to make. It should be already programmed in you. You know,
yes.
God gave us strength, health, and strength. So you know He gave us extra along with that. You just got to be able to be the one to unleash that on actually discover that you can do things without. You know, the use of other things, you know. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, K-Man, you know, it's we need more people like you, man, K-Man. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people need to give you a lot of credit because you are, people like you are stressing, you're always stressing the topic of natural bodybuilding and just being a genuine man out there. I mean, people should see this, you know. That's why whenever I see you, man, I gotta stop what I'm doing and talk to you, you know. You know,
yeah.
just put everything down and give you your time, you know. It's kinda like when you see greatness in a room, you just be quiet. That's the best thing you can do.
God bless you, man. We'll get that to God.
That's the best thing to do. Just be quiet and just listen.
God bless you. Those are very kind words that I'm humbled by. Man, I just appreciate everything. Thanks so much, Mac. And Reno, I'm telling you, it's always a joy. And, you know, we got some up-and-comers. We got the new Giant Killer.
Right.
Doors. I mean, there's just so many that are coming up on the male side. The female side, you know, Charmaine is just killing. So, you know, I'm really enjoying where the Nettie Nation is going. I'm loving the personalities that are driving it, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. Like Doris said, you know, when we were talking, he said, you know, this is a such a great time right now for natural bodybuilding, not just as stages and shows, but as far as personalities and people, they're real. And that, you know, when he said that, I was like, you know, it's the truth. That's the truth. I said, you know, you got people like Cleveland Thomas, you got people like you got people like Rico, Kiyoshi. I mean, just so many personalities that are real. You know, you don't have to agree with everything they say, but you understand the passion that got them where they are. Because you're not talking about rank amateurs. You're talking about people that have been on a pedestal. When I'm talking about the stage title, first place. Winning overall.
Exactly.
I'm talking about that level. When you can be on that level for years, you're doing something right.
That's the caliber you're talking about right now. It's the elites. Elites, you know. Regardless of what you know, regardless of what education you have, man. Once again, those are the men, you know, those are the people who are consistent. They're always on top. So, you know, there is something to learn from them, I guess. I mean,
yes.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are taking it, what they've set in a foundation, and you guys are building on it, because the future is bright. I mean, I'm looking at some of your posts and pictures. Man, it seems like you grow. And I love when they say that guy's not natural, because I've learned, and I've said this before, and Leaf has picked on me about it. And I said, when they say he's on something, I said, no, he's on to something. He figured it out.
Right.
And when you get in that groove, it's not much that can stop your body when you figure it out. But see, it's that when you get rid of doubt, when you get rid of fear, when you get rid of all the little roadblocks that keep that body from growing, and you just said, I'm going to push through, and I'm going to find a way, that's when the magic happens.
Exactly. It's... Well, natural or not, man, just know that I am not natural. I don't want to be natural, because in my mind, you know what? I'm gonna push myself to an unnatural state. If I stay natural, that means I'm not going places. I'm listening to the crowd. But no, it's all natural, baby. All natural.
Yes.
All natural.
Yeah, and I want to bring
some unreal.
Well, you're doing it. I mean, your physique, wow. I mean, that just wow. This, what you started with, and where you are now, man.
Right. it's all a mental thing, man. You know, you grow mentally. Just know that physically, you can grow physically. You know, this is what I tell my clients. You know, you can change all you want physically. If you haven't changed your mind mentally, what you see in the mirror, you would never appreciate. You know, regardless of how skinny you get, how much weight you've lost, if you haven't mentally made that change to realize that you've accepted the person you are mentally, when you start to change physically, you'd never see it. You'd never appreciate it. You'd never appreciate it. And then you'd never grow, meaning you would never change, like you'd plateau and you stop changing. So with me, I just make sure mentally I'm healthy, mentally I'm staying on course. I reevaluate myself constantly.
And you should.
You're right. And my training, because I notice whenever my training tends to drop, it's because mentally I'm not there. If I'm not there mentally, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm because I know I got to get myself mentally healthy before I engage physically, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So,
yes.
But yeah, I mean, that's the process of growth, you know? You got to mentally get yourself there before physically. Because if you get there mentally, I mean, physically, you will probably regress, or you probably will just stop, you know? So.
No doubt. Now, that's real talk. That's real talk. And we're going to end it with that. Rito, thank you so much.
God bless you, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you. It's always a pleasure catching up with you. And you
Absolutely.
Got great things ahead of you because you're just a great man inside. And that's a blessing in itself. And we need that as a community, not just in the fitness realm, but, you know, as far as society. We need
Absolutely.
More people that are saying, I'm going to stand my ground in a healthy way. And I'm going to include others to stand with me. But not because I'm making them do it, because I'm showing them a better way.
Exactly.
So anything else you want to put out there before we go?
I think that's basically it. Don't even get to say last thing. Just remember, whatever you do, try to do something more than just for yourself. You know, try to include others. You know, try to be more than you. You know, be more than you. Help someone.
Mm-hmm.
Help someone, and then you realize that you reap more than for what you do. So,
real talk.
That's it.
I love it. Well, you know, Paige is going to be coming on, and she's going to be talking with some people Thursday that are basically promoters, like you are, a competitor, just real and always thinking about others. And that's Kevin and Linda James, where they're just doing their thing. And I'm sure that's got to be nice for you, because I'm sure you've seen where the show didn't run so well and things weren't so good because basically the promoter just didn't have that kind of concern for the competitor. And it shows, you know, and it translates on stage, and basically it's not so much fun. But like you said, it's a challenge, because I never forgot that. I never forgot that. And, you know, when I went to shows that were just horribly run and done, I wanted no part of it ever again. I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want to speak to people's names. But the people that did do good, like the Bloods, and, you know, I can think of John and Becky Arnold, genuine people, you know, Brenda Ray doing things, and I got to see her. It's just they have such a passion, you know, as we do, where it basically incorporates everyone around you because they make you a part of who they are.
Right.
It's not like you'll ever be held at a distance. They bring you in, and it's up to you if you want to step away.
Exactly. I do understand that.
Yeah. Well, if you have the North American, I'll be a happy man.
Now, where's that going to be?
That's going to be in Chicago. Do you know who's going to be at that show? Do you know who's going to be at that show? Cleveland Thomas, isn't it?
What?
Liam's going to be in it.
Liam?
The
British,
Yes.
The guy from Britain.
Yes,
right?
The Shredder,
yeah. Man, I follow him on Instagram, man. Jeez.
Man. It's some heavy hitters coming to that show.
Man.
I got my popcorn. I got microwave popcorn just in case I might steal my other one from being excited.
Now that's the same show I did, or that's a different show?
The one I did
with the universe.
Yes. Yes, this is basically in the place of the universe. It's July 25th.
Okay. Oh, that's soon. That's next month.
Yes.
Wow. Well, take some photos, man. Take some posts.
Oh, you know I will.
Man, I need to see that, man. Cleveland.
Yes. Yes.
Cleveland started early. Okay.
And I can't say enough good things about it. But, you know, we're going to get this show ended. And thanks a lot, Reno. And, you know, be blessed with your family. Be blessed with your friends and be blessed in your heart, because you know you're the real
Absolutely.
Deal, and I thank God for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kay. All right, man. Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hey, much love and respect, man.
All right. You have a great day, Kay.
You too. Talk to you later.